in Alaska, nonpartisan efforts to mobilize Alaska Native and American Indian voters are year-round through Get Out the Native Vote. Michelle Spark is the Director of Strategic Initiatives for Get Out the Native Vote. In the months leading up to the 2024 November election, Spark is traveling to as many rural communities in the state to educate Alaska Natives about the importance of voting.
I work weekends, I work evenings, I work holidays because there's so many public events or forums or private events that call for a presence and talking about elections. And so, you know, obviously there are downtimes, there are slower times, but, you know, we are constantly studying voting patterns, behaviors, statistics, or putting them together, compiling data.
She says work includes voter education and ensuring that as many rural communities receive information about the voting process and elections. Spark says getting out the Native vote in the state is important.
We represent a quarter of Alaska's vote. That doesn't mean we all vote, and it doesn't mean we all vote the same way, but we have an outsized presence potentially outsized presence in civics and elections and that kind of sway in governance if we vote to our potential.
Another focus of Get Out the Native Vote is making sure to educate Alaska Native youth. Spark says they're relying on new approaches to help young people better understand how voting works.
They can complain that they feel it was a complicated system, but it's something that will take time and homework and practice. And Get Out the Native Vote has a nice video that where we show people have voted for their favorite native foods. And then you can see the process in real time and what it looks like. And we also have an app that kids can use and vote for their favorite foods. And they can see in real time how their little community has voted.
More information is available online at aknativevote.com.